Tokyo Electric Power has been ordered to pay nearly $500,000 to the survivors of a woman who killed herself following the disaster at the Fukushima nuclear plant. Hamako Watanabe and her family were forced to evacuate, leaving their home about 20 miles from the plant 3 months after it shut down. Several weeks later, Mrs. Watanabe doused herself with kerosene and set herself on fire. Her family blamed Tokyo Electric Power, saying she killed herself because she was uncertain when she could return to her home. This is the first time that a Japanese court has ordered TEPCO to pay damages related to a suicide, although the company has reached settlements with other surviving families. Analysts say this case could open the door to other claims. More than 150,000 people were forced to leave their homes. Today, about a third of them remain in so-called temporary housing. Meanwhile, Japan is wrapping up its first summer in nearly half a century without any nuclear power. All of the country's 48 operable reactors remain shut down while they undergo maintenance and safety checks. The timeline of starting to bring some of them back online remains one of the most politically sensitive issues facing federal and local governments. Bill Dorman, NHPR News.